up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh man, believe it or not, it's time already for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show, back for another week. Man, I don't know about you, I feel like we just did this like 10 minutes ago. Oh, but it's been another week. I got a stack of fresh records. I guess my job now is just to get to work, spin some of these tunes for you, maybe lead you through a little dancing over the next hour. I think spontaneous dancing is very likely to break out. So let's get things rolling this week. I have the Bingo Polka. It's actually, there's a dash between all the letters, so it's the B-I-N-G-O Polka. Danny Sanava and his Merry Makers Orchestra start the show this week.
B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how bingo goes. Do the chicken hop once around the floor. Do the Chelsea bounce, you will yell for more. Do the old time swing, memories this will bring. Hearts are sure to sing bingo polka. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how this polka goes. La 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 la. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how the bingo goes. Do the chicken hop once around the floor. Do the Chelsea bounce, you will yell for more. Do the old time swing, memories this will bring. Hearts are sure to sing bingo polka. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how this polka goes.
And just like that, we're too far into the show. There's no going back now. That is the B-I-N-G-O Polka, Danny Sanava and his Merry Makers Orchestra. And another edition of the Oompa Hour is rolling right along. Hope you had a good week. Hope you have another great week coming up. Man, we are into September. I don't know how that happened, but yeah, holy cow, it did. I don't understand. Time just marches on no matter what you do about it. Anyway, let's do the Brass Works, huh? This is the Polka Carousel.
Goes up and down while we go round and round. The children laugh as they ride upon myself. It makes me feel so young at heart. Come watch the kiddies play, having fun on the carousel. As they go round and round, oh, hear those happy sounds. Come join me, friends, for a ride upon the carousel. It makes you feel so young at heart. When I was a little boy, my daddy took me there to see the county fair. I was in heaven when I rode upon that old gray mare. I simply never had a care. Come watch the kiddies play, having fun on the carousel. As they go round and round, oh, hear those happy sounds. Come join me, friends, for a ride upon the carousel. It makes you feel so young at heart.
All right, there you go, man. When they all quit at once, you know it, huh? There you have the Brass Works. And they're riding that polka carousel here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Another week is here. I've got, man, I tell you what, I was sorting out 78s during the week, and I got about a foot-high stack of great old-time 78s. We're going to work our way through. I figure I got over a year's worth found and piled up here in the studio. So I guess, you know, the good news is I don't have to go digging to have fresh 78s to play on the show for quite some time. On the negative side, that is a big pile of very heavy records, I'll tell you that. I don't know how people used to do it. And I mean, my mom did it because I inherited my mom's records. And you know how you had those little boxes you used to keep your 45s in, and you could take them to the party or carry them around the house or take them to your friend's house or whatever. It's just a little box with those little 7-inch 45s in. It weighed nothing. You have 50 records in the box. You put 50 78s in a box, and you got a workout going on. Yikes! Anyway, we're going to be set for a long time spinning a shellac record every week here on the show, so that's going to be fun. Let's do Elmer Scheid and the Band, shall we? It's the Barnyard Polka. We'll be right back. Elmer Scheid and his band and the Barnyard Polka. I always you see those, like, and his orchestra, a lot of those. It's like somebody couldn't think of a name for the band, so they just called it the band. They just called it the orchestra and his guys or whatever. But anyway, great record from Elmer Scheid here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show where I need to talk about, of course, the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to stop by if you're going to be in the area of Superior, Wisconsin. Man, for a minute, it's like Superior, Wisconsin dropped right off the map, or at least fell out of my brain. But that's where you find the World of Accordions Museum. Thousands of accordions on display in there. They're telling me it's like 4,000 now. It's like apparently I hadn't counted since I was there last. And, you know, you got to keep on top of that kind of thing. But can you imagine that many accordions one place? If you're an accordion player, accordion fan, music fan, whatever, that is a lot to look at in one convenient location. And if you're not, it's just going to blow your mind. And they have their concert hall. They have all sorts of other displays and educational things. A lot of research materials are available if you want to research the music, the instruments, the people, the songwriters, all that stuff. They've got it for you, man. Check them out. Great time to be traveling right now as we're heading into the fall season. The fall colors up along the north shore of Lake Superior are spectacular. Maybe you can work that all into a fun little trip in the area. Find out more about them online at worldofaccordions.org. That is where you can kind of mini tour. They got a lot of photographs, a lot of information, a lot of history and stuff is talked about there, and you learn all about it. Worldofaccordions.org. Check them out. Superior, Wisconsin. They're right there on Belknap Street. Maybe you've heard of that. Check it out, all right? Worldofaccordions.org. It's, I totally forgot what I put on the turntable. Who's the Only Girl? That's who it is. And the Polecats. Tom Selleck and the Polecats here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Sets my heart awhirl. Now can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
All right, there you have it there. Who's the Only Girl? Tom Selleck had his Polecats here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with for another week of adventure here in the pile of Polka Records land. And I just made that up. But anyway, that's where we are. Sailing into the first week of September already. Time is just flying by. Man, my grandson's getting ready to go back to school. They have picture day before school starts. Is that weird? At least in our district or whatever it is. Because, sent him off. They have, like, meet the teacher day and whatever. And school doesn't start until next week. But this week he's off for picture day, meet the teacher's day, and all kinds of stuff. We didn't have that when I was a kid. We had pictures like a couple of weeks into the school year. So now already he's got to worry about combing his hair and everything. Man, things are tough when you're 8 years old, I'm telling you. All right, I got Alvin Stasinski here over on turntable number two. And this one, it is recommended that you do not play it on the air. That's written right on the record. But that's never stopped me before, and there's no swearing in it. But if you have a creative mind, it might lead you to hearing something like that. Anyway, this is the Derby Town Polka.
I went down to Derby Town just the other day, and there I saw the fattest goat that was ever fed on hay. Now the horns upon this billy goat were made of solid brass. One stuck out of his shoulder, the other out as I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Now the lakes upon this billy goat, they were so far apart. And every time that he'd bend down, he'd let a little, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same inside. They weren't so very thick. And every time that he'd bend down, you could see his little, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I'll lie. But if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Town that lived in a house of glass. And every time they'd take a bath, you could see their little, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the boys and I. Now the man that sang this song, well, he isn't very rich. And the man that sang this song was a dirty, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie. But if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same side.
See, that's one of those records you don't want to get stuck in your head and then walk around singing all day because you might be tempted to, put in the words that they're trying to lead you to a little bit. Alvin Stasinski there. That's the Derby Town Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think it's a good time for a Frankie Yankovic record, don't you think? Frank and the Yanks don't do a lot of songs that feature banjo, but this one does because it's called Play Mr. Banjo.
Hey, Mr. Banjo, play a tune for me. You keep strumming, wanna keep the beat. Play Mr. Banjo a pretty melody.
like you did before. When the stars are high and the moon is low, keep a strumming on your old banjo. Hey, Mr. Banjo, play a tune for me. When the stars are high and the moon is low, keep a strumming on your old banjo.
There you go, Frank Yankovic and his Yanks there, featuring the banjo guy. Doesn't say who he is, but I'm sure there's people out there that know. But anyway, hey, Mr. Banjo here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Don't forget now that happy to do request dedications, whatever. You just have a question about the show or a comment, or you're looking to find a record by a certain band, or you have a question about a song maybe you heard on the show or something like that. You can always get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters via email at oompahour@AOL.com. That's easy. oompahour@AOL.com or on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or with the phone, 218-259-2985. That number can be, you can do like a voice message or you can send a text message to that same number, 218-259-2985. Ha! I knew I'd remember it. You want to get in touch, maybe get a request on, that's the way you do it. Plan way ahead, though, because by the time I get the request, and depending when I do the show and when you get to hear the show and how long it takes me to dig through the somewhat unorganized records, somewhat unorganized records, he says with a smirk. I need some time to find the song. Because I don't cheat. None of these are in computers or anything. Everything you hear on this show is an actual record that I found on a shelf or in a box somewhere. So do it. Let's say, you know, if you got a request or whatever, get it into Oompa Hour World Headquarters, all right? Here's a song you may recognize as a popular tune. Was a big hit, but not as a polka. But Benny Bach and the orchestra did it as a polka. Here's Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Roses for a Blue Lady, Benny Bach and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Now, I'm trying to remember who had the big hit record with that. There was a pop record. I want to say Vic Damone. Does that sound right? Vic Damone. And then my brain immediately goes, Wayne Newton did that too. I can see the record in my head. But anyway, works out real good as a polka too. Ben Nosek, or no, that's Benny Bach and the orchestra. Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra is next, ready to go here on turntable number one. Man, I'm only this far in and I'm getting confused already. Time is flying by. We're almost halfway through another show. Anyway, let's do, Nosek, the Pendel Orchestra, ready to go. It's the Polonia Polka. There's a record that's got a few miles on it, man. Sounds a little fuzzy around the edges, but it looks like a brand new record. But that can, weird things can happen in the history of records. You never know if somebody played it with a crappy needle once and kind of messed up the groove. But nonetheless, respectable sounding record anyway. Polonia Polka, Ben Nosek, and the Pendel Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I don't know if I'm a little ahead of schedule on this week. I feel like I am, but it's time to waltz, ladies and gentlemen. So if you wait for the weekly waltz, once in a while we play two, but I always guarantee at least one waltz in every show. And I don't think we have had a Deutschmeister's waltz in a long, long time. And somehow today, or this week anyway, turns out to be the week for the Deutschmeister's. Do a little waltz. Are you ready, dancers? Here we go. It's the Beautiful Rose Waltz and the Deutschmeisters here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, dancers, Deutschmeisters for you there, and the Beautiful Rose Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. You can put the furniture back now, and you can relax the pressures off. Got in the dance for the week. Of course, I mean, you might be dancing every polka, and you just need the waltz to catch your breath. That's a distinct possibility here on the show. Now, it seems like there's got to be several different bands. Well, I know there's several different bands, because Lil Wally comes to my record of the Hot Pants Polka, and it seems to me there are different songs that are called the Hot Pants Polka, because I go to play one of the versions and I expect it to be one thing, and I get something else. So I don't know. But anyway, this is the Hot Pants Polka, and this is the Ample Airs.
Thank you.
There you have it, Ann Pilaire's there, and the Hot Pants Polka, what they're calling that one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I just realized I got to get a 78 for the week going on the turntable over here in the next couple of songs, so I got a little work cut out for me there, but while I'm working on that, you work on this one from Little Richard's Orchestra. It's You Are My Sunshine.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried.
You are my sunshine. It's the Little Richard Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour and your old-time oldie show underway. Believe it or not, this actually happens this time every week right at this same spot, whether you happen to be listening on a radio, maybe you're listening on a smart speaker, a computer, a smartphone. What are the other choices these days? There's so many different ways you can be listening to something, and I'm glad that you decided to kill an hour by listening to the Yumpa Hour. If you're new at this, yes, every show we play at least 178. That's a 78 RPM record when they were made out of shellac, not vinyl, and they spin at 78 RPM. So if you don't remember the name of the song when you introduce it, you can't read it while it's going around, because you get dizzy and throw up. That's not a good thing. It seems like there's a lot of Johnny Vadnell 78s laying around the studio, and I'm just going to kind of work my way through them, mix them in a little bit. Here's another one. It's a great record. It's the Jazz Time Polka. This looks like a brand spanking new shiny 78 RPM record. You know what they say. Everything sounds great on a 78. Here's Johnny Vadnell on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
Man, that is one good sound of 78 there. Johnny Vadnall and the orchestra, the Jazz Time Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got to find a better sleeve to put that record in. That's one thing with the 78s. They came in real thin paper sleeves when they were brand new records. And over the years, that's kind of where they stay. And they don't protect them very well. And fortunately, a lot of these have been stored for a long time, so they didn't get abused. But I got these heavier weight, nice sleeves to put them in. And I need to go down and get some more of those out of the storage room. Says I'm trying to archive these records a little bit so they last another, I don't know, some of these are like 70, 80 years old. I'd like to see them go another 70, 80 years. I won't be here to play them, but somebody will be. Speaking of people going to still be here, my grandson, he's 8 now. And I don't know, it's been weird because I've been, I guess, babysitting him. I don't really think it's babysitting. We just hang out together. And over the last couple of weeks or so, a little more than usual during the summer, because they have programs that he gets to go to, you know, kids programs and things that they do during the summer for kids when they're out of school and mom's at work or whatever. And so, like, over the last week or 10 days, he's been to McDonald's a few more times than usual with Grandpa. And Grandpa prefers Burger King, you see. Have I had this conversation with you? I don't remember. I prefer Burger King. He prefers McDonald's. They're on opposite ends of town. But I always give in. Once I even went and picked up McDonald's on the way to pick him up, and I already had it. And he was like, wow, yeah, I got scored Grandpa points with that. But culinary advice from an 8-year-old, the French fries are better at McDonald's, but the chicken nuggets are better at Burger King. So and we never do it. But in a perfect world, he says, we would get McDonald's French fries and then get the nuggets at Burger King. But of course, they're on opposite ends of town, and that's not convenient. So we've never done that. But it was funny because today I picked him up and he said, let's go to Burger King. I was like, what? You always want to go to McDonald's? Because he doesn't like the fries at all at Burger King. And I do. But he says the Burger King nuggets are so good that you don't even need sauce or ketchup. He just eats them right out of the bag. So for you chicken nugget aficionados, you might want to consider Burger King. But Grandpa, me, I prefer the Burger King French fries. They are crispy on the outside and fluffy inside. There you go. Culinary dining tips from Grandpa and an 8-year-old. Useful information. All right, we mentioned Lil Wally a little bit ago. I just happen to have Lil Wally right here on turntable number 2. Please believe me.
Please believe me, never leave me, say I'm yours to stay. Darling, I love you. No words can really say how my heart cries for you whenever you're away. Darling, I love you more and more each day. Please believe me, never leave me, say I'm yours to say. Darling, I love you. This love is meant to be. We're for each other, as anyone can see. Darling, I love you. Please believe me, never leave me, say I'm yours to stay.
There you go. Kind of a bonus waltz for you there, dancers. I didn't even warn you ahead of time or anything. But Lil Wally, Harmony Boys, here at Tim Zumpa Hour and your old-time oldies show. And I don't think we've been spinning Six Fat Dutchman records for a while. Sometimes I think they get skipped over because there are so many of them. You know, you go to the German section of the records and like a fourth of them are Whoopi John and a fourth of them are the Six Fat Dutchman. And then I always kind of lean for something else just to mix it up a little better. But I do have the Six Fat Dutchman coming up here in just a minute. So hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now this next record here, I got Six Fat Dutchman over here, like I promised you, and I'm pretty sure that everybody is going to recognize this one immediately. No introduction is necessary.
Ist das nicht ein Schnitzelbahn?
Ja, das ist ein Schnitzelbahn.
Ist das nicht ein kurz und lang?
Ja, das ist ein kurz und lang.
Kurz und lang Schnitzelbahn. Ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, Schnitzelbahn. Ist das nicht ein Hin und Her?
Ja, das ist ein Hin und Her.
Ist das nicht ein Kreuz und Quer?
Ja, das ist ein Kreuz und Quer.
Kreuz und Quer, hin und her, kurz und lang, Schnitzelbank. Ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, Schnitzelbank. Ist das nicht ein Schnitzelbahn?
Ja, das ist ein Schnitzelbahn.
Ist das nicht ein Schießgewehr?
Ja, das ist ein Schießgewehr.
Schießgewehr, Schnitzelbahn. Ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, Schnitzelbahn. Ist das nicht ein Wagenrot?
Ja, das ist ein Wagenrot.
Ist das nicht ein Krummenkraut?
Ja, das ist ein Krummenkraut.
Krummenkraut, Wagenrot, Schießgewehr, Schnitzelbank. Ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, ei, du Schäni, Schnitzelbank.
There you go, a little Six Fat Dutchman for you here. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, each and every week. For like a long time, you've been able to catch this show, and I hope you hope y'all enjoy doing it or listening to it as much as I enjoy doing it, because this is it's a fun hour every week, man. Can we possibly have more fun than this? No, that's not what I was going to say. Can we possibly have three waltzes in one show? Because we've had two already, and one was kind of a bonus. But here's the deal. I had this Big Daddy Lakowski record sitting here since last week, and I thought I really got to play it this week. I hate leaving records just sitting in front of the control board here for too long. And I was like, both sides are a waltz. I got the Ranger Waltz on one side, and I got Mockingbird Hill as a waltz on the other side. And I thought, man, I got to play it. So, man, if you're like to waltz, this is your week. Mockingbird Hill. There's no G on mocking. There's an apostrophe. So it's Mockingbird Hill. Here's Big Daddy Lakowski.
My windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. La la la, tweedly dee dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. La la la, tweedly dee dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
There you go. Big Daddy Lakowski there. Mockingbird Hill here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And your old-time oldie show. I think we're getting close to having to wrap it up for the week. The old clock on the wall says you better play at least one more record, though. That's for sure. So I'm going to do that one. Got Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers here over on Turntable. Number one. I love bands that have like a pun or a twist in their name, because like Polka Poppers and Bass. Because, you know, there's a bass. There's a fishing lure for catching bass. That has hula poppers, that's what they are. And so Kenny Bass has bass, and so polka poppers, it's a play on the fishing lure. You know, that's like the polka chips instead of poker chips. I don't know, I just like silly little band names like that. I don't know why, but anyway, here's Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers, and I think we're going out this week on the Crystal Ball Polka. There you have it there, Kenny Bass and his polka poppers wrapping up the show with the Crystal Ball Polka this week. And sometimes it just amazes me how quick the hour goes by. And I even think we got in one record more than usual in the show this week. So that means either I didn't talk enough or some of the records were kind of short. I don't know, but the old clock on the wall says time to shut up now, buddy boy.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.